The excited babble of engineers surrounding Shoin had been replaced by an excited babble of brass, their warrior suits boldly displaying the marks and colorings of their exalted ranks. Felix counted two full colonels and a major in the pack before Shoin turned to him and spoke.
"How long," she wanted to know, "before that ant warmed up enough to fight, would you say?"
Felix considered a moment. 3 to 4 minutes after sighting. The row of brass nodded at this in unison. Shoin continued.
"Any idea how long it had been above ground?"
Felix shook his head.
"None."
The row nodded at this as well. One of the colonels spoke up.
"That's about right, isn't it? That checks?"
"Right,"
said the others, more or less in sync. Shoin turned back to them.
"It looks good to me, Eddie. I think you should talk to the old man. Tell him you want to try it."
Ali, the colonel who had spoken before, nodded.
"Won't hurt to ask him, I shouldn't think. And I do think it's a good opportunity."
"Of course it is,"
Shoin assured him.
"Absolutely," assured someone else, perhaps the other colonel. "It certainly should be suggested, in any event,"
said a third voice Felix couldn't place with a suit. Colonel Ali hesitated one last moment, then nodded firmly.
"Very well. I'll see him now." "Good," declared Shoin. "Let me know what he says. I've got to get inside with my team."
With that, the group divided, the brass toward the command platform, Shoin and Felix toward the front of the bunker.
"That was Colonel Kudar,"
Shoin offered an explanation.
"He's senior staff officer, and he's come up with something I'd like you to..."
She was interrupted by another engineer, this one bearing the same rank as her own, Lieutenant Colonel.
"Mind sharing the lock, Canada?"
he asked brightly, gesturing toward the entrance to the bunker.
"Blackfoot,"
she replied happily. She waved an arm toward the constructive frenzy.
"It's beautiful, just like we planned it. You're a genius."
Blackfoot grumbled something almost inaudible in reply about everything going wrong that could, and how she could only be so optimistic because she didn't know what she was talking about.
"But you're getting it done, aren't you? And on time?"
"Oh, yes,"
he replied distractedly, as though nothing could be less important. The two of them continued to discuss the engineer's problems while they waited for the seal to open for them. Felix understood almost nothing that was said. When the seal parted, the three of them stepped inside the lock, a square featureless chamber with room for a dozen warriors seated and standing. The seal closed behind them. Sensors on the wall of the lock and inside each of their suits told them it was cycling. Felix felt oddly uneasy. Though he had known about pressure locks and seals since basic, knew in fact how to repair them in case of emergency, he had never been in one before. On Banshee, he had never thought he would. Beside him, Shoin laughed, drawing his attention back to their conversation.